They came now to the foot of Orthanc. It was black, and the rock gleamed as if it were wet. The many faces of the stone had sharp edges, as though they had been newly chiseled. A few scorings and small flake-like splinters near the base were all the marks that it bore of the fury of the Ents. On the eastern side, in the angle of two piers, there was a great door, high above the ground, and over it was a shuttered window, opening upon a balcony hedged with iron bars. Up to the threshold of the door there mounted a flight of 27 broad stairs, hewn by some unknown art of the same black stone. This was the only entrance to the tower, but many tall windows were cut with deep embrasures in the climbing walls. Far up they peered like little eyes in the sheer faces of the horns. At the foot of the stairs, Gandalf and the king dismounted. "I will go up," said Gandalf. "I have been in Orthanc, and I know my peril."
"And I too will go up," said the king. "I am old and fear no peril any more. I wish to speak with the enemy who has done me so much wrong. Éomer shall come with me and see that my aged feet do not falter."
"As you will. Aragorn shall come with me. Let the others await us at the foot of the stairs. They will hear and see enough, if there is anything to hear or see."
"Nay," said Gimli. "Legolas and I wish for a closer view. We alone here represent our kindreds. We also will come behind."
"Come then," said Gandalf, and with that he climbed the steps, and Theoden went beside him. The riders of Rohan sat uneasily upon their horses on either side of the stair and looked up darkly at the great tower, fearing what might befall their lord. Merry and Pippin sat on the bottom step, feeling both unimportant and unsafe. "Half a sticky mile from here to the gate," muttered Pippin. "I wish I could slip back off to the guardroom unnoticed. What did we come here for? We are not wanted." Gandalf stood before the door of Orthanc and beat on it with his staff. It rang with a hollow sound.
"Saruman! Saruman!" he cried in a loud, commanding voice. "Saruman, come forth!"
For some time there was no answer. At last the window above the door was unbarred, but no figure could be seen at its dark opening.
"Who is it?" said a voice. "What do you wish?"
Theoden started.
"I know that voice," he said, "and I curse the day when I first listened to it. Go and fetch Saruman, since you have become his footman, Grimmar Wormtongue," said Gandalf, "and do not waste our time."